This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. An Iranian intelligence officer and three members of an Iranian intelligence network have been charged in Manhattan, New York, with plotting to lure U.S. resident and human rights activists from New York City to Iran. The indictment in Manhattan federal court alleges that the plot was part of a wider plan to lure three individuals in Canada and a fifth person in the United Kingdom to Iran. According to the indictment, all the targeted victims had been critical of Iran. One defendant not charged in the kidnapping plot was arrested July 1st in the state of California. Her lawyer declined to comment. The rest are fugitives believed to be based in Iran. New COVID-19 cases per day in the United States have doubled over the past 3 weeks. That's driven by the fast-spreading Delta variant, lagging vaccination rates, and 4th of July gatherings. Infections jumped to an average of about 23,600 a day on Monday. That's up from 11,300 on June 23rd. In all but two states, Maine and South Dakota, reported that cases have been rising over the past 2 weeks. Some parts of the country are running up against deep vaccine resistance. South Africa's police say at least 72 people were killed, 1,234 arrested, and unrest set off by the imprisonment last week of former President Jacob Zuma. In a statement issued Tuesday night, a police major said that many of the deaths were caused by stampedes when shops were being looted. He said 27 deaths are being investigated in Gauteng province. In addition to the people crushed, he says, police investigating deaths that appear to be